Blog Talk Radio. Good morning. Welcome to Circles of Prosperity. I'm Cynthia Johnson, and I'm here with Dr. Reggie Johnson, and we're your hosts this morning. Wow, I hope you guys had a great weekend. How are you, Dr. Reggie?
I'm doing magnificent, Cynthia. How are you?
Oh, I'm excited, and I'm happy, and I worked hard, I rested well, and I'm just ready to get started.
That's all I did yesterday was rest. Oh, my God. And sometimes it's the best thing for you, you know, but it gives you a chance to heal and to recuperate and everything. So I'm not feeling guilty about it, but sometimes I get out in the fresh air and do things, you know.
I know. Hey, we had some great weather this weekend, didn't we?
Beautiful.
Oh, my God, it was just absolutely amazing. We're here, of course, in Georgia, in Atlanta, and it was absolutely beautiful.
It was.
Spring is here.
True.
Oh, my goodness. Well, listen, I wanted to remind everybody that this Friday, on Oracle Friday, we have a wonderful guest who will be visiting us here at for Oracle Friday. Her name is Michelle White Dove.
Wow.
And I know. She is America's number one psychic. She won America's Challenge on Lifetime, Psychic Challenge on Lifetime Television. She's written over 6 books. She's also a motivational speaker, a very, very dynamic woman. She appeared in the HBO documentary, No One Dies in Lilydale. And we're just so ecstatic that she agreed to be on the show. She's a busy lady. She's been on television all over the world. I think she's going to be traveling out of the country on the same day to for an event. So I know that many of you are going to want to have a reading with her. And if you are members of Circles of Prosperity on our website, you got a special email from me. Check your email and read your email so that you know the special that's available to you. And I did send out an announcement. If you're not on our email list, you need to get on there. You can go to our website at www.circlesofprosperity.org and become a member, or you can go to our Facebook page, which is just Circles of Prosperity, and like our page. My goodness, we have so many listeners, but you guys have not gone out to like our page, and you'll also see a place at the top where you can join our mailing list. That's all, and get on our mailing list. So I'd appreciate it. You can't hear me?
I can't, but
it's so crunchy. Oh, okay. So you can join our mailing list. Okay. The other thing that I wanted to tell you is that Friday's show is at 11:30 in the morning, as opposed to 7, so that we could accommodate Michelle's scheduling. Make sure you tweet your friends about this show. It's going to be awesome. She is just amazing. I can't wait. I may even ask for a reading. Anyway, so, and the following week, Dunn will be back. You guys know Raw Ruth, right? She will be back visiting with us the following Oracle Friday. So mark your calendar. You can also check our calendar out on our website. We've added a calendar there because we've got so much going on. Isn't this exciting? The last thing I wanted to tell you guys is that Gloria Wells will not be moderating our chat room anymore. She's got so much on her plate now. And so it's with much sadness I'm going to miss Gloria. And but she's growing and moving in her joy. So if anyone is interested in moderating our chat room, please give me send me an email. You can send it just to info@circlesofprosperity.org, and I'll get it. We'd love to have a volunteer or two, because it's something that you want to rotate with. All right, so this morning we're going to be moving into talking about the multi-dimensions of who we are and how we interface with the universe, and how we're one with the universe, and how it impacts the law of attraction. Dr. Reggie, can you take us into our morning prayer?
Mm-hmm. Heavenly Father, thank you for allowing us the privilege of addressing you as our Heavenly Father. We thank you for the energy, and also for the energy of the divine female energy of that side of divinity that exists within all things. Thank you for nature, for love, for life, and thank you for the divine laws, especially the law we're working on now, the law of attraction. Whatever we send out, we get back. When we do it in love, and we know that you are the energy of all love, all power, and all beauty. And in you, through us, we can attract whatever we wish. You granted us the kingdom to have all the desires of our heart. We are the ones who can stop it if we wish, but we don't want to. Let us magnify our energy and magnify our faith and magnify abundance in our lives on every level, health and strength, relationships and finances. I believe it is so, and so it is.
And so it is. Thank you so much. So Himmel says that there is much more around you that is unseen than is seen. You have access to it through your feelings. So he's connecting the unseen world with our feeling nature. Everything that you see around you has a non-physical or a spiritual equivalent. It is the broader perspective, the broader perspective and the larger perspective of the physical world you see around you. So take a deep breath here, because I want you to recognize what he's saying. I want you to feel it inside of you, that there is something so much greater inside of you than that which you see projected into the physical world. The physical world has a sharpness and it has a focus, much like when you use a magnifying glass to get focus. In the detail, there is a focus you would not otherwise have. And that's what you are doing in your physical life. You are on the ground and you're experiencing physical reality and getting sharper experiences and sensations. You are a vibrational and a non-physical being who came here for the thrill of creating and exploring. That's what you're here for. You have grown up living a life what you can see, what you can hear, touch, taste, and smell, and of being. And you're used to believing only what you can see, as well as the physical world around you that you have been aware of. There is an unseen world also that has always existed. And actually, deep down, you have always known. You have felt it to be the case, which is what has drawn you to this book. There is no coincidence that you have this book and are reading it now. There is no coincidence for what happens in your life, including you having come across this book. So what you have been taught in school and oftentimes may have been told since then is not a daydream. It's not to daydream. And that what you see is all there is. And then they also tell you to be realistic. But your feelings know much more than you can see, hear, taste, touch, or smell. And while there is what you can see and experience with your senses, there is so much more. In fact, what you have experienced in your physical world is only a portion of the infiniteness that's around you. Much like when you enter a large park and you choose to focus your awareness on one area, there is much more around you all the time than you have been aware of. You are much, much more than the physical body that you see. So while you see your physical body, there is actually a non-physical or a spiritual aspect of you that is actually far, far, far more than the body that you see. The body is simply the extension of the non-physical vibration. It is the manifestation of who you are from a larger and a broader perspective. So you could even say that this is a magical part of you, but in truth, you are all magical, all of you. You know, if you really stop and think about how your heart works, how it functions, your kidneys, your lungs, taking in breath. I mean, you are a chemical laboratory. Dr. Reggie has to get his labs done every month, and they're looking at all these things to make sure that they're keeping his body chemically balanced with his treatments. And here, they're studying it. They have to look at it and pay attention to it every month. But your body, when it's at its optimum efficiency, is regulating so many things, and you never have to think about it. It's like magic, isn't it? It's amazing. It's so amazing, we don't even stop to think about it. This spiritual part of you is connected to everything on a deeper level. So when you think a thought, there's this non-physical or this spiritual aspect that communicates with the rest of the universe in drawing you towards vibrational matches. Now, you know, I was watching a video, and there was a little excerpt that they put in this video of the astrophysicist Dyson. Forgive me, because I don't remember his first name. And he was talking about that the same minerals and chemicals that are in the in a star that give birth to a star are found in us. He says, so in essence, you could say that we are part of the universe because we have those elements within us. And he said, we're part of the universe and the universe is part of us. But he breaks it down to just the chemical makeup of what makes up a star and what makes up, you know, us as human beings. But what it brought to mind for me was that we often say, the universe will give you this. Well, of course it's going to give you this because you are part of it. That's why we refer to it. The universe only can say yes because you are a part of it. You're connected to it. Somewhere inside of us, there's a resonance between the non-physical us and the universe. We're not separate from the universe. We're not separate from each other. It's all inside of you. And when you break it down on a chemical basis, it makes sense. Does it not? Am I the only one that sees it? I don't know. What about you, Dr. Reggie? Are you there? Okay, well, he stepped away. So when you think a thought, your non-physical or your spiritual aspect, it communicates with the rest of the universe in drawing you towards vibrational matches. You are a spiritual being having a physical experience rather than a physical being having a spiritual experience. Bashar says that we on planet Earth, we always get everything backwards. You know, so he says we think that we're physical beings having a spiritual experience, but in reality, is the complete opposite. So if we can learn to think backwards, we get closer to the truth. I thought that was kind of funny. So there is more leverage in working with your thoughts. People try to create things on a physical level, and that is just one way to do it, but it is not the most leveraged way. We're looking for the easy way. If you really want to, people look at the law of attraction as the easy way, but when it doesn't work for them, they give up. It's not, and it is the easiest way, but it's that you don't understand how to work with it. You need to merge with the law of attraction. So creating through vibration and alignment of your spirit, the non-physical energy is far more harmonious way to create as it is in alignment with you as a physical being, as well as the non-physical being that you are. So working with the non-physical energy through your thoughts and feelings is more efficient. Why? Because thought is more malleable than something physical. It's more fluid. And this is because it has different vibrations. A physical object is a denser vibration, whereas a thought is lighter and more fluid. So when you come to manifest something, you work on the thought level, which changes the energy within you, and that affects the things that happen around you. And if you maintain and build the vibration and do not contradict it, you will attract things that match it. So now there are these people that teach the law of attraction, and they do not talk about vibration or the non-physical. They focus strictly on the actions that you take to, quote, make what you want, without mentioning the non-physical and the vibrational aspects of the process. And this can almost be like using the steering wheel of a car, but not turning on the ignition. So the spirit aspect of the process turns your ignition on. The actions are a part of steering you to your outcomes. The actions only approach may work if the ignition is already on and there is alignment. But your vibration is what determines what comes into your life and what doesn't. Action is best when it is the culmination and the consequence of the alignment of your vibration to what you want. It is you interacting with the physical world, enthused with the spirit that you are. I love that. You know, when I think about the law of attraction, even when I think about manifesting, what excites me is how simple it is, number one, and that I have the authority to do it. I have the authority to create whatever it is that I want. And I think before we can even look at the non-physical and our thoughts and vibration, when we start thinking about all of these things, which are a little foreign to us, if we could just move into the consciousness that we have the authority to create whatever it is that we desire, we can be, do, and have whatever we desire. That begins to shift us into the consciousness of having a vibrational match. It eliminates the doubt and the fear, does it not? I have the authority to do this. God has authorized me. The universe has authorized me. I am designed and built to create. Bottom line. So, you want to start a business. Why would you start a business out saying, I think I want to start a business, but it may not work? if you have the authority and you know it was every part of your being, you would start that business out saying, I am, remember the power of the I am statement, I am starting a business that will be successful. I will learn a lot along the way, but ultimately, this is going to be a successful venture. And I will bring along other people that believe in this venture with me. And it's going to benefit a lot of people. And so it is. Now let's get to work. And then now, so what Himmel is telling us at this point, I'm saying that's the first step. At this point, you want to begin to magnetize that thought. You want to daydream, fantasize about what that business looks like. The steps that you're going to take, the people that you're going to meet, that you do it in thought first. Creating Money says you want to energize and magnetize the work. This is energy work. I want to read to you guys from Oneness and how they talk about the sacred science. They call it the sacred science of manifestation and how to transform possibility into probability. As you journey ever deeper into the transformation process, you will become intensely aware of the signals provided by your life circumstances and by your state of physical health as to your vibrational levels relative to all that surrounds you. It will be quite easy to determine where you stand in your own process at any juncture simply by becoming aware of the ease or the difficulty you experience in manifesting your heart's desire in your day-to-day life. How easy is it coming to you? If things are difficult, you have growth. You're not a vibrational match. If it comes easy, you're in alignment. Big clue. You will find that you have become the observer and the object of that awareness simultaneously. When you're creating on the energetic level, you are observing the manifestations as a witness, as an observer. And you're creating simultaneously. This is what they're basically saying. You are aware that you're creating. And the process of assessing your state of beingness and modifying your choices accordingly will become an integral part of living. When you're moving and creating deliberately based on energy, you're making choices based on energy, you stop and you shift, you stop and you shift. How am I feeling? What's in my heart? Is this making me happy? Is this a struggle? You're analyzing it all the time and adjusting your thought process to move in a different direction. So, and that keeps you in the now moment, doesn't it, Dr. Reggie? It keeps you in the now. I wonder where Dr. Reggie is. It keeps you in the now moment. So they go on to say that this approach is what many term conscious, being aware. For under the conditions now well underway, there is not the luxury of random action unsupported by focused intent. Every action, every thought, and every nuance of every choice, each add their measure to the vibrational whole and contribute to the creation of the reality that you experience in your life. Now, what I love about Oneness is that they tell us over and over again that this is an unprecedented time. Something different is happening on this planet. And it is significant because it impacts the power of your thoughts. And Oneness is telling you, you don't have the luxury of not being aware of what you're thinking, which equals and means what you're creating, which equals and means what you're experiencing. bottom line is, now is the time for you to start taking responsibility for your life experiences. Law of attraction. The downside to me for law of attraction is that I have to take responsibility for what I create. I have to take responsibility for what I'm not experiencing in my life. I can't blame anyone else anymore. It's all on me. But that's the beautiful part too, because I will not be denied anything that I truly desire. The law is the law is the law. You will begin to feel pressed to assess your life direction again and again as the process intensifies. How many of you are going through that just from listening to Circles of Prosperity, where you're saying, am I happy? Is this bringing me joy? How many of you are experiencing that? But you should be. If you're not having every moment in your life filled with joy, then you need to make a shift. It's no one else's responsibility but yours. And you may find yourself feeling compelled to make radical changes in your life circumstances that result in the severing of ties with situations that no longer serve your higher purpose. It will become obvious to you that certain relationships and certain activities have become obsolete in terms of your spiritual evolution. And that gets to a real core of the real core of the law of attraction. The whole purpose for us being able to create and experience is for us to grow spiritually. And if you take that element out of the law of attraction, you basically are tearing the law apart. If you don't understand the purpose, how can you appreciate what you've been given? You could give me a car, but if I don't know that that car is designed to take me from point A to point B in record time, how can I appreciate it? Oh, a car. I don't know how to drive. I don't know what its purpose is, but I'm supposed to be thrilled. You probably cannot even imagine that, right? I would say that the universe would say, you don't realize what the law of attraction is and how to make it work and what it's for? Silly humans. It will continue to become clear to you that you cannot continue to justify perpetuating situations that leave you drained energetically. So those of you who are miserable and unhappy, release and let go. It's a sign that you are not a vibrational match to that which you desire. So you may already be keenly aware of the intensity of the influence of your surroundings and the individuals with whom you choose to interact upon your state of being. For the veils of separation have become very thin, and one experiences an intensified energy exchange with every being and every situation in which one chooses to engage. It is certainly in one's highest interest to be aware of the energetic environments in which one places oneself and to make conscious, focused choices accordingly. Oneness says that the manifestation process is sacred. And they're saying that because from your divine self, you are creating experiences for your spiritual evolution. And that's important, your spiritual growth. We are always connected to the divine energy within us, and we're always evolving. Even Himmel gets to that point that we're evolving. all the time. Every experience is about us evolving. Himmel says you don't need to know about nor understand the law of attraction or non-physical for it to work, because you have been a creator all your life without needing to know the how-tos. And here's what happens now. If you are not aware of the law of attraction, it doesn't mean that it's not working. It just means that you're not aware. And what oneness is telling us is that you cannot afford not to be aware. Not where we are in our evolution as human beings. We must be aware. It's part of our growth. Himmel is nice. He says a conscious understanding can be helpful in your approach, but they still work regardless. The law works regardless. The question here is, are you manifesting that which makes you feel good or that which makes you feel bad? So, and you can say, oh, this is garbage. Okay, that's fine. Don't use the law of attraction. It's going to work anyway. But just pay attention, am I happy or am I not? And make choices based on that. Even if you do not consciously know it, you inherently know all of this. How many of you feel that? When you hear about how this works, how many? I mean, because, you know, you're already aware that you kind of pay attention to when you meet people and you resonate with them or you don't. You go, oh, I don't know, I don't feel very that comfortable around this person. We're already making those choices, but we're not pursuing them in every area of our life moment to moment. On a deeper level, you know all of this. Our intention here is just to remind you of it and to help you find you. Find your higher self, your inner being, your non-physical aspect, your spiritual aspect, whatever you want to call it. But you have an inherent awareness of all of this. And that is why it may seem familiar to you. If you think certain things and have a certain vibration, you will attract certain things. It is law. You do not have to understand or know how it works. So, wow, we've got some callers here on the line. If you have questions or comments this morning, please press 1 on your telephone keypad. I would love to hear from you this morning. I would just to say hello. I would love to hear from you this morning. Telephone number is 914-338-0590. So, let's move on. This is also the same when you are working with others. If you can get them to think in a certain way, even conversationally, it will not matter what they believe or if they know about the law of attraction. They can even tell you that they do not believe in the law of attraction and about attracting things. But if you get into a conversation with them and they share their dreams and how wonderful they feel, they are allowing what they want into their lives as a on a vibrational level. They are experiencing the emotions. And soon enough, if they do not mix up the vibration with thoughts to the contrary, they will feel better and better and find synchronicities happening. And you know, this is what happens when you're with prayer partners. When you have a prayer partner, you guys agree on something, but you have an opportunity to express a desire that you have. And you move into the vibration that desire, of how that desire will make you feel. and then the person connects with you, and they experience the same. They amplify what you are feeling. We talked about this on Friday. So whether you're coming out of the Christian church or whether you're in New Thought, joining with one or more people in your desire amplifies your desire and helps to shift your energy. It uplifts you. So if one is congruently putting their attention to something and they are offering a vibration, the universe will gladly meet their vibration with examples and situations that are a match. Oh, this is just the book I was looking for. You know, I'm studying, I'm researching for a paper, and all of a sudden a book comes to me. Someone gives me the book, or I just find the book because Dr. Reggie has tons of books. I find something on his shelf, and it was just what I was looking for. How many of you have had that experience? Synchronicity. That came from your energetic vibration communicating with the universe. So, you know, today, I want you to just experience your life. Really pay attention to what you're experiencing. So and see if you can identify the times that the universe is saying yes to something that you were thinking, to your vibration or your energetic vibration. Someone is being excited about something, even if they do not fully believe they can have it. Just by allowing themselves to get excited, they can start the manifestations in the direction of having it. At the very least, it will attract more thoughts of the same and more thoughts and so on until there is a momentum, and then there is a manifestation. So it may start out a little slow. It may start out simply with you being excited about the idea, but that excitement starts vibrating in the universe to bring an experience or to bring certain people to you. That's why it's so important to pay attention to how you feel. If you are thinking about working on a project, but you're totally stressed out about it, or you don't think it's going, you think it's going to work, or it's going to make you miserable, or it's going to keep you tied down, don't do it. Don't do it. Find out what is going to make you happy. You're the only one that can make that choice. I'm saying it over and over again. He says what some people sometimes do when they have a momentum, they bring up their beliefs about the impossibility of it and do not feel good about it. And then they block what they want coming into their lives. But if they daydream about it and create a natural excitement and do not put any attention on any lack of possibility, they do not create a resistant block. And they attract a flow towards what they want. You know, we're saying the same things over and over and over again. I hope you're getting it. I heard someone this weekend say that we are looking for abundance, but all we are thinking about is lack, so we have an abundance of lack. And if you stop and think about it, what do we teach here? What is Himmel saying in the very beginning? Last week we focused all on abundance. Abundance is all around us. And we attract to us that which we desire. But if our focus is on lack, then we're getting an abundance of lack because the universe is abundant. I thought that was so funny. We think about the limitations. We think about the problems. You know, my father used to do this to me. He would say, you can do anything that you want to do. I said, okay. And I would get all excited on the inside. Oh, my God, I can do whatever. He says, then he would say, but now you need to watch out for this, and you need to be concerned about this, and you have to think about how you're going to do this. And by the time he finished giving me all those warnings, the thrill was gone. And he was training me how to think. He was training me how to think. And he thought he was training me how to think strategically. But he was training me how to think in fear. And I had to unwind all of those tapes. I'm still unwinding. I still have to catch myself. I still have to monitor. I still need to read these books and feed my spirit on the truth of who I really am. Be patient with yourself. Love yourself. But have discipline over your thoughts. You and what you want are not separate. There is no separation between you and the rest of the universe. On a deeper level, you are one and the same. You are here as an expression of the universe and as an extension of it for it to experience itself. And isn't it magnificent that an astrophysicist has come to that understanding on a scientific level? This also means that you and what you want are not separate. On a deeper level, you are very much connected. You are connected to everything there is. You only appear not closer on a physical level because of the degree of the vibrational alignment that you have with what you want. But you are like a drop in the ocean, with the ocean being the universe. You are a part of it and an aspect of it and not separate of it. Take a deep breath. Jesus said, I and my Father are one. He found that place in him, that energetic vibration in him that aligned him with all that is. Equal in meaning God, equal in meaning source, equal in meaning the universe. I and my Father are one. These teachings are not new. Saying the same thing. Saying the same thing. You are living out your dreams, which are an expression of the universes through the life that you live. Dr. Reggie teaches that you are an expression of God. And the joy that you feel when you have an idea is God ideating through you. Dr. Reggie, can you take us into our closing prayer?
Absolutely. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this dynamic and vital lesson about manifesting in the high holy energy of sacred magic of manifesting, that it is within us. Everybody is born with this imbued ability to manifest everything they want in the universe. It's up to us to link our frequency and nature with yours, only in joy, and seeing it ahead of time. And it shall be done unto us according to our belief. We thank you for those teachings and the teaching of the Christ energy. Let us follow that blueprint in all that we do and to love others where they are. I believe it is so, and so it is.